Rising fuel and food prices drove last month's inflation rate to its highest since September 2013 and beyond the Bank of England's 2% target. As measured by the Office for National Statistics Consumer Prices Index, inflation jumped to 2.3% in February. That's up from 1.8% the previous month. We'll discuss this in a little more detail. And indeed, to find out more about the new CPIH headline inflation measure, I'm joined on the phone by Peter Cumley, who's the inflation expert and author of Inflation Matters. A very good day to you. We've managed to identify a couple of factors why inflation has gone up, but it's a much bigger story than that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, today's rises are primarily on the back of increasing fuel prices. This time last year, petrol was just over about £1 a litre, and this year it's around about £1.20, and that is the main driving force behind the higher rates we're seeing today. But we're also starting to see the effects of the decline in the pound. We've been talking over previous months over the effect of increasing sort of producer prices, and they're now beginning to feed through. So we're starting to see the price of quite a lot of goods go up this month, which we haven't seen before.
Why does that take so long to feed into the system? Because we actually saw the turbulence with sterling really after the Brexit vote.
It's partly an effect of business contracts. I mean, most suppliers and producers normally set up a contract that might run for a period of months, so it doesn't get renewed immediately. So there's always a lag in that respect. And some things get initially, producers might absorb some of the increase, not fearing to put it through, or under pressure from Tesco's not to put the price up. So these sometimes take a lag. Generally, the Bank of England reckon on it taking about a year or so for all of the effects of a devaluation to actually feed its way through.
Sure, but presumably it could be a bit more prolonged because, of course, we are having some major developments occurring with the Brexit negotiations, and that in turn will take its toll on the currency, creating this uncertainty that we've been talking about a lot in the past few months.
It could be, but to be quite honest with you, the biggest impact on inflation in this country is not so, and has not been over the recent time, the effect of Brexit. It has been the effect of increasing commodity prices. And they are much more important, like the rising fuel price, crude oil price, and other commodities as well. That has actually been more what's been driving it rather than the devaluation. And you can see evidence of that. If you look at inflation rates around the world, there's been a steep rise in inflation in the whole of the euro area and in the US, which almost completely mirrors the rises we've seen in the UK. So it isn't really a Brexit effect. Simply.
And well, given those factors, what do you think the inflationary trend is likely to be over the coming months? Are we on an upward trajectory?
I'm pretty certain we are on an upward trajectory, and you can pick that up from a number of places, really. Firstly, if you look at core inflation, which tries to strip out some of those more volatile elements from it, that was up markedly this month from 1.6 to 2%, and that's the highest level it's been for a few years now. And add to that, we know that factory gate prices are up 4%, and there's normally a lag between those actually appearing in that index and then it hitting the shop. So both of those, I think, are going to contribute to it. And then the final one, which we haven't even seen yet in the index, is that all of the electricity providers are all talking about putting their prices up in the next month or so. And we've also got council tax going up on average by about 4%. So all of those are going to feed through to the index in the coming months. So even though I think maybe next month we may not see that much of a change from the current level, we'll see quite a big step up after that.
Okay, the white knuckle roller coaster ride lies ahead. I also referred to these new measures, the CPIH and the CPI. So the CPIH, it was the same as the CPI. What is the relevance of that? Does it matter?
Does it matter? Well, firstly, in terms of what CPIH is that it is basically the old CPI index, and the ONS has tried to add in a measure of housing to it. And they've added that in two ways. One is they've added a small amount in for council tax, which wasn't in there before. But the other one is they've added in something called owner-occupier costs. And but they've worked that out by looking at average rents, which seems a slightly strange method of doing it, as opposed to including house prices and a whole load of a mortgage costs and all the other things that people would probably normally expect. And I know why they've done it. They've done it on a sort of a theoretical ground, but it does mean that the measure they've created is destined to probably underestimate housing inflation as we go forward.
And finally, we talked earlier, mentioned certainly the Bank of England. Given that the trajectory is for inflation in this country to actually hit that 3% target before the year is out, how do you see this impacting on rates? Because rates are staying where they are at the moment, but we know that already there are creeping signs of dissent on the MPC, at least one member voting to have them raised. Could that person find that they will not be alone, that others will join their ranks?
Well, firstly, point of clarification, their target is actually 2%, which they've already exceeded. So if they get to 3, it will be quite a lot higher than that. I think you'll find that the Bank of England will try and do its bits of saying, this is a temporary blip, it's to do with the rise in commodity prices feeding its way through, and once it disappears, inflation will magically return to the 2% target, therefore I don't need to act. So that they might try and make that argument, but in reality, I suspect if the States carries on with its gradual interest rates rises, there will come a time when they just can't keep that argument going, and they will have to increase rates.
But do you think they would increase before it hits 3%?
No, I don't think so. I think they will ignore the rising inflation. I think they'll say it's a temporary factor, and we don't have to act from it. I mean, that's not to say that there won't be more dissent, but I suspect that they're not going to go out of their way to increase that base rate because of, as we all know, that the problems that both businesses and consumers would face when that rate goes up. Mm. And they're not going to want to rush to do that. And so any excuse to put off that evil day will be taken.
Sure. Pete, we have to leave it there. But that was Pete Comley, who's the inflation expert. He's also the author of Inflation Matters. Thank you so much.